Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports there's word of a new target for the Trump administration's immigration crackdown.
Sources tell AP 250 federal border agents are set to descend on New Orleans in the coming weeks for a two-month immigration crackdown. Dubbed Swamp Sweep, the operation aims to arrest some 5,000 people across southeast Louisiana and Mississippi. The plan includes agents fanning out across neighborhoods and commercial hubs, with staging sites planned at the FBI field office and a nearby naval base. The deployment's expected to begin in earnest on December 1st. It's the latest in a series of rapid-fire immigration crackdowns unfolding nationwide, from Chicago and Los Angeles to Charlotte, North Carolina. Meanwhile, the mayor of Raleigh, North Carolina, says federal agents have expanded their immigration crackdown in the state to the Raleigh area. I'm Ben Thomas.
The House and Senate both decided to pass a bill to force the Justice Department to release its files on Epstein. In recent days, President Trump bowed to political reality, saying he would sign the bill. At a news conference with victims of Jeffrey Epstein, Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she stood up for transparency and was called a traitor by the president.
I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women.
Only one House member opposed it, Republican Representative Clay Higgins from Louisiana. He said that his concern with the bill was that it, quote, reveals and injures thousands of innocent people, witnesses, people who provide alibis, family members, etc. Global shares retreated today. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Poland has retaliated against Russia by diplomatic means following the recent case of railway sabotage. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Poland's foreign minister says he will order the closure of the last Russian consulate still operating in the country after authorities said two Ukrainian citizens working for Moscow are suspected of blowing up a railway line in Poland. Radek Sikorski says he had repeatedly warned Russia that its diplomatic and consular presence would be reduced further if it didn't cease hostile actions against Poland. The closure will leave Russia with only its embassy in Warsaw. On Monday, Prime Minister Donald Tusk told the Polish Parliament the two suspects had been collaborating with the Russian secret services for a long time, adding their identities were known but could not be revealed to the public because of an ongoing probe and that the pair had already left Poland, crossing into Belarus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Another interest rate cut is not a sure thing at the next Federal Reserve meeting. It was considered almost certain there would be another rate cut. Now it's a coin flip.
A further reduction in the policy rate at the December meeting is not a foregone conclusion. Far from it. Policy is not on a preset course.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell was cautious after last month's cut, and some policymakers have shown greater concern over persistent inflation and affordability that played a large role in this month's elections. There are also fears the job market could worsen and layoffs could become more widespread. That issue could be cleared up by the late release of September jobs numbers. Fewer rate cuts by the Fed could also leave borrowing costs for homes and cars higher. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Federal agents started their North Carolina immigration crackdown in the state's largest city, Charlotte, where they've been met with protesters. And a crowd on Tuesday confronted agents when resident Miriam Gazzardi says some 10 vehicles followed one man, a U.S. citizen, took him to the ground and pointed several rifles at him.
I don't understand how people can live right now and wake up in the morning. I don't want you to go to sleep at night right now.
Now the crackdown has expanded to around the state capital of Raleigh, and in one immigrant-heavy suburb, restaurants have closed. Many people are staying home. Raleigh Mayor Jeanette Cowell says there have been confirmed sightings of Border Patrol officers in the Raleigh area and nearby Durham County. And she says, just be particularly kind to your neighbors today. I'm Donna Warder.
A federal court has blocked Texas from using a redrawn U.S. House map that launched a nationwide redistricting battle. The newly drawn map is a major piece of President Trump's efforts to preserve a slim Republican majority ahead of the 2026 elections. Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed to swiftly appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court and defended the map that was engineered to give Republicans 5 additional House seats. In a 2-1 ruling, a panel of federal judges in El Paso sided with opponents, who argued that Texas's unusual summer redrawing of congressional districts would harm Black and Hispanic residents. The decision was authored by U.S. District Judge Jeffrey V. Brown, who was nominated to the bench by Trump during his first term. Missouri and North Carolina followed Texas with new maps, adding an additional Republican seat each. To counter those moves, California voters approved a ballot initiative to give Democrats an additional 5 seats there. The Trump administration has filed a federal lawsuit hoping to block that map. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump has given Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler a warm White House welcome. It was Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's first visit since the 2018 killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, an operation U.S. intelligence says the prince likely ordered. He denies it, and in the Oval Office.
A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen.
President said he's proud of the prince.
He's done a phenomenal job.
Without offering details, 7 years after Khashoggi's killing sent U.S.-Saudi relations reeling, the president sees the kingdom as a key player in reshaping the Middle East. The two men announced billions of dollars in deals hours before an East Room dinner honoring the prince. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Tennessee judge has blocked the use of the National Guard in Memphis under a crime-fighting operation by President Donald Trump. But the government has 5 days to appeal. The county judge's decision sides with Democratic state and local officials who sued. They say that Republican Governor Bill Lee can't deploy the Tennessee National Guard for civil unrest unless there is a rebellion or invasion. And even then, it would require action by state lawmakers. Since their arrival on October 10th, troops have been patrolling neighborhoods and commercial areas of Memphis. Officials have said guard members have no arrest power. For years, Memphis has dealt with high violent crime, including assaults, carjackings, and homicides. While this year's statistics show improvement in several categories, many still acknowledge that violence is a problem. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A federal bankruptcy court judge formally approved a settlement for Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin. The plan addresses thousands of lawsuits over the harms of opioids. The deal would require members of the Sackler family who own the company to contribute up to $7 billion over 15 years and give up ownership of Purdue. Most of the funds would be distributed to state, local, and Native Americans to fight the opioid crisis. About $850 million of that would go to individual victims. People with addiction and survivors of those who died must prove they were prescribed OxyContin to participate. This latest plan allows lawsuits against the Sackler family by those who don't opt into the deal. That change was key to getting this new version approved in the aftermath of the Supreme Court's ruling last year. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday said he's declaring the Council on American-Islamic Relations as a foreign terrorist organization. The group, also known as CARE, is one of the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy groups in the U.S. Abbott says the proclamation allows Texas to try to shut the group down. He also declared CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood transnational criminal organizations and says they won't be allowed to buy land in Texas. Neither group is designated as a foreign terror organization by the federal government. CARE tells Abbott in a letter that his announcement has no basis in law or fact, says Abbott doesn't have the authority to unilaterally declare any Americans or institutions terror groups, and accuses Abbott of stoking anti-Muslim hysteria. I'm Donna Border.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell again on Wall Street at the end of another jarring day. The S&P 500 lost 0.8% Tuesday. It had been down as much as 1.5% earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average pulled back 498 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite retreated 1.2%. Nvidia fell 2.8% after coming back from an even bigger loss earlier. Markets have been worrying that the huge gains in AI stars like Nvidia may have gone too far. Bitcoin has also been going into reverse. The OG crypto token briefly pulled below $90,000. It was worth about $125,000 a month ago. Markets ended with even bigger losses in Asia and Europe. Seth Sutel, New York.
Honda is recalling more than 256,000 of its Accord hybrid vehicles across the U.S. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall is due to a software error that may result in a sudden loss of drive power. The error could cause part of the car's internal software to reset while driving, increasing the risk of a crash or injury. The recall covers certain Honda Accord hybrids between the 2023 and 2025 model years. The company estimates that less than 1% of the vehicles it's recalling have this issue. Owner notification letters are scheduled to go out in early January. In the meantime, drivers can find out if their vehicle is included in the recall by using the NHTSA site or Honda's recall lookup. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The Pistons earned their NBA best 11th straight win, 121-12 over the Hawks. Cade Cunningham scored 25 points for coach J.B. Bickerstaff's team.
Cade is in that air of superstars. Like, he thrives in that moment.
LeBron James was in the Lakers' starting lineup against Utah to begin his record-setting 23rd NBA season after missing 14 games due to sciatica. Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M remain the top three teams in the third college football playoff rankings. Georgia moved up to number 4. NFL, the Steelers say QB Aaron Rodgers could still play Sunday at Chicago despite an injury to his non-throwing wrist. Texans QB CJ Stroud will miss his third straight game with a concussion on Thursday against the Bills. And MLB, the Orioles acquired outfielder Taylor Ward from the Angels for right-hander Grayson Rodriguez.
There's just so much work still to be done for mental health.
Retired 3-time Super Bowl champion turned NFL broadcaster Devin McCourty tells the Associated Press that mental health care rises to a societal level following the death by apparent suicide of young Cowboys player Marshawn Neyland.
I think it's hard to just pinpoint the NFL or other are we doing enough as a society?
The 24-year-old Neyland was found dead on November 6th.
That was devastating, hearing that news.
McCourty is involved with the Pro Athlete Community, an organization that provides a support system for former athletes.
It's hard, man. Young people are going through different things, and, you know, now me on the other end, a lot of former players struggle and deal with mental health. So I think one of the biggest things we try to all do is just check in on each other.
The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline hotline and text number is 988. The Atlantic Coast Conference opened 2025 mired in a legal fight with two member schools while waiting on broadcast partner ESPN to extend a media deal with the league for the long term.
There was this goal of a better outcome and bluer skies ahead that you were longing for, and that's where we got ourselves.
Those issues long resolved, the league and Commissioner Jim Phillips have been focused on the future, building its brand with the arrival of revenue sharing and adapting to the constantly shifting landscape of college athletics.
For us to continue to promote and market and brand and showcase these amazing student athletes.
The AP shadowed Phillips during his weekend travels to Pittsburgh for the Panthers football game against Notre Dame as the league faces challenges in landing more than one bid to the college football playoff for a second straight year. I'm Geffen Coolball.
A regional governor says a Russian drone attack on Kharkiv has injured at least 40 people overnight into Wednesday as firefighters work to battle blazes and evacuate residents. Drones attacked several city districts, hitting at least 16 residential buildings, an ambulance station, a school, and other civilian infrastructure, Kharkiv Oblast Governor Oleh Sinahubov wrote on Telegram. Meanwhile, Russian drones and missiles struck an energy facility in the Lviv region, the regional head says, with no injuries reported. But a Russian aerial attack on several nine-story residential buildings in Ternopil, western Ukraine, has killed at least 9 people and injured dozens more, says President Volodymyr Zelensky, adding rescuers were working on site to save lives. The drone strike hit a car in the parking lot of a mosque in the Ain El Hilwa refugee camp on the outskirts of the coastal city of Sidon, the state-run national news agency says. The Lebanese health ministry says 13 people were killed and several others wounded in the airstrike without giving further details. Hamas fighters in the area prevented journalists from reaching the scene as ambulances rushed to evacuate the wounded and the dead. The Israeli military says it struck a Hamas training compound that was being used to prepare an attack against Israel. It adds that the Israeli army would continue to act against Hamas wherever the group operates. It was the deadliest strike on Lebanon since a ceasefire in the Israel-Hezbollah war a year ago. Israel supports the Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza. Israeli President Isaac Herzog congratulates the president following the UN's adoption of his Gaza plan.
This resolution is a landmark because it speaks about the rehabilitation of Gaza, and it speaks about an international force that will uproot the Hamas militants.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, Alam Mohsen, a Khan Yunis resident, tells the AP that he's skeptical of the plan for Gaza's future. And Hassan Zanoun from Rafah says positive things are that we can rest from the war and the difficult situation we're living in. The negative points are that we're facing, as Palestinians, international forces with a bad reputation, by way of reference to the recent Iraqi experience. The UN vote's endorsement of the 20-point plan builds on the momentum of the fragile ceasefire the president helped broker with allies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.